Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Get up, get up, let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. I don't even know who we are anymore.
Not even a tiger.
Are we Steve and Marcus anymore?
I don't know. I don't know if we should be, to be honest with you.
Is it? Are you having fun being Steve?
Personally, yes. Business-wise, no.
Steve, we've been in here. And, you know, it's always a compliment when people say, oh, you guys have been my therapy, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you guys are really good at what you do.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
It feels good.
And you know what we say? We say, we have the best job in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We can give you perspective on things you may not see sometimes.
Yeah.
And we're fans of our team that we get to cover. And we're, you know, we're really deep. You know, we know a lot of this stuff.
Yes.
Right? And so it's like year after year after year, Steve, we get the same compliment. Man, I didn't see it that way till you told me. Oh, and then it actually happened. And then y'all guys were right about this. And you were right about this. And you were right. So, yeah, you know, thanks for listening. And, you know, we like to educate. And we like to, you know, get people to see some things that year after year after year.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, I believe at this point, people have taken a personal challenge to say, how can I break Marcus and Steve? How can I break the positivity of the people who dare to be happy about anything? How, if you read my 60 DMs in the last 12 hours, do you know what it's like to open, like, Nikki, welcome.
Hi, guys.
Nikki.
Hi, Nick.
Can you imagine waking up and looking at your DM and just doing a thumb swipe, and it just rolls, and you're just like,
why are there so many moms in here?
Oh, my God, what happened? Did I miss something?
Yeah.
Like, did something happen while I was asleep?
Right, right.
No. We're talking about rational human beings. Two games in, I don't think this thing's going to work out. Hey.
Good Lord.
Hey. You think Kenny Payne could? I thought you said Kenny Payne had connections at ESPN. Where's all the Kenny Payne connections? These are, hey, Marcus, if we're if we're 15-15 at the 30-game mark, I think we have to do something about the coaching staff. DM after DM after DM. I need more answers from Marcus every single day. It's what my social media life is like.
Did you reply to these people?
And keep in mind.
What do you do with all
keep
that?
Keep in mind, I haven't even gone to my Facebook yet.
Oh, word.
I haven't even gone to my Instagram yet. I haven't even seen what I'm tagged in.
Why don't y'all like us?
Who on the planet spent their time yesterday making an account called Rummage Sucks just to send me a DM?
Time out.
Make sure I logged out of that.
That's kind of hurtful.
That's not even a, like, but at least anything, do it original. That's not Rummage Sucks. I mean, come on.
I
know. Control, be funny.
I know. Like, are you trying to, like, y'all are stealing literal milliseconds from my world. So I have to just actually see Rummage's name.
Well, that part don't bother me, though. And let me tell you why. Because that's Kentucky fan.
Is it? Yeah, is it? Yeah. I don't know.
Because Kentucky fan don't bother me. Like, whatever. I don't like you. The class is overrated. They're not going to be very good. And it's like, the thing is my thing is the Louisville fan. This is who I want it to. Like, this is who I want. I want you to like me. I want us to like each other.
Are you challenging me? Are you so impressed that Marcus and Steve can make you feel good that it's now a challenge to I want to give them so many problems that they can't make me feel good anymore. So this, I don't want to have to listen to them anymore.
Why do they come to me to die? Why do they come to me to die?
I listen to them every day, but I'm sick of them having the answers. I'm sick of them having perspective. So I'm just going to attack everything they love, which leads us to our heartfelt moment this morning. Mm-hmm. The apologies that Marcus and Steve owe Kenny Payne.
Yeah. Nick, you're involved in this too just because you run the show.
I dared.
Okay.
I dared to suggest that the recruiting is going to flip. The recruiting, we're going to be recruiting in different rooms.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to have guys on campus. We're going to have these guys on campus. We're going to sign these guys and say, okay, Marcus. He did some of that. But he didn't do every single thing that you said. Ha! 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 You didn't get Imani Bates. You didn't instantly, in a couple of months, get the best class. Yes. Spend the next 6 months talking about that. He's not that good of a recruiter then, huh?
I'm getting to where I'm thinking, like, maybe we would do better for Kenny Payne if we just start
rooting against him.
Let's just root against him on here. Let's just say
I'm considering that.
I really do think there are some that would like start cheering for him,
just because we started hating.
Yeah, like when I
Jedi mind cheer.
I've watched it happen. When I'm mad at Satterfield, I've watched people take up the Satterfield banner.
That's an awesome point.
And when you're not, and you're like, this is doing good. You're like, you're hating Satterfield. Like,
Steve's been.
People are, listen.
Been Sat's biggest supporter
this
whole time.
What he's saying is true, people. Satterfield, Swaggerfield brings out.
Hang on now. I need to be close.
Any of that mood or emotion brings out more haters, more reverse, more heels than nice. Anything. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm asking. Like, I want to ask.
I listen.
Where
I don't,
can we meet as a compromise?
I don't have much time in here, people, today. You know, I had to explain to a gentleman. I'm on my way to work, mm-hmm. right? This is a little personal. I'm on my way to work. I have to stop by Kohl's. They didn't take the security tag off my thing. I really hate being an African American male when they don't take off the security thing.
Oh boy, yeah.
Because I feel like conspiracy. Oh. Yeah, I just don't like it. Yeah, I really don't like sitting at home with a magnet tag on my African American recently purchased clothes. Okay, so I go in there and take care of my business. This guy comes over. I'm getting in my car and put my chair in my car. Guy gets out of his car. He's like almost jogging over towards me, right? I can tell he's coming over to render aid. You know what I'm saying? And he's gonna try to help me. And I'm like, nah, I'm straight. Go ahead, back to it. No. He's not taking no for an answer.
I'm pushing you out of this bathroom.
You're right. Nikki, that really happened.
Oh, God.
You gotta, yeah. Okay, this guy said, hey, can you explain to me how everything works here? So I spent 20 minutes this morning. So, okay, this is my chair. This is what I do. This is how I drive. The brakes and gas and pedals and remove it. Can you do that? It's like, yeah. And it was just one little, a millisecond. I was like, man, I got to go. You know what I'm saying? But then I was like, no, Marcus. No. You don't let that creep in your head that you got to go. This is important, what you're explaining to him. It's a bigger picture. And I say, do people even stop themselves now? When they say, Kenny Payne did do this good. He did do this good. You know, some of these things are good, you know. And then when some doubt creeps in, do they ever stop their personal, hey, maybe I don't need to tweet this at Marcus. Maybe I don't need to put this out public. Like, maybe I don't need to do that.
I mean, I'm asking the fans. I'm asking people on Twitter. Where can we meet in the middle? Can we meet in the middle? How much do we need to pull back for all of us to pull? I don't understand.
Yeah, are we too excited about things?
Yeah, like, I need to know. Like because I don't know. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, that's kind of where I'm at. It's like, because, like, guys, this is, like, really starting to be a bad look.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm. A bad look.
This is starting to be a bad look, how active we are on social media negatively. In the middle,
baby. Poor timing.
Swing and a miss.
It's the worst.
This is starting to be a bad look.
Yeah.
It is starting to spread. I'm telling you, man, it starts with the lack of credibility message board.
And guys, it's not just y'all. It's me too, okay? I'm taking blame too. Like, last year, I was upset at the football coach. Like, I handled that poorly, okay? I handled that poorly. I'm with you. Like, I'll admit some fault here too, okay?
You've always made it clear, though, when you're fanning.
Well, sure. But, like, I'm like, Twitter is starting to be a very bad look on the Louisville fan. Like, and I know majority's not on Twitter. I understand that. But that's
it's still a representation. Yeah, it's still a representation of media.
That's who
it's social media, yeah. But it's still media.
That's who the kids hear. That's who the coaches are hearing.
Yeah, the ripple effect out of Louisville is the Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like,
and I can literally, somebody can call me from Kansas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they like, what's going on? You know, even when good stuff happens, and I'm like, no, that's not what's going on. Oh man, I read on Twitter. Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, guys, like, I mean, we have to meet somewhere, or just say we're idiots and do your thing. But like, man.
It's making me stronger, though, in some ways.
Well, yeah, but that's what I don't want. I don't want to well, I need to dig in to this side because they're digging in further to that side. Because then it's like, and it's not Kenny Payne. It would have been Eric Musselman. It would have been whoever. It would have been name your coach. It would have been this side wants this side doesn't. And for some reason.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. The carried grudge from if you, from three places. I think one of them is us. I think that's a carried grudge, Steve. People just don't like us sometimes.
Well, I mean, and that's fine. Yeah.
But here's the thing. The carried grudge of, I don't want Kenny Payne, right? You dug in. Carried grudge from Josh Hurd can't work.
I do believe
you're dug in.
I do believe there's some.
You are dug in. You are already firing out,
and whoever he hired was gonna. You were gonna go against.
That's a real thing, people. That I can dig in against Josh Hurd, and I can fire out anti-Kenny Payne rhetoric because I don't even care about Kenny Payne. I want to get Josh Hurd a bad look.
And there are people out there that do that. That it does not matter. It does not matter. Whoever Josh Hurd hired, it was going to be a problem.
It's not shrapnel. What is it when you just, like when you try to hit air?
Spray and pray. Flak.
Yeah, like flak.
Yeah.
You know, you just keep a.
Spray and pray.
Keep a bunch of.
It's me in Call of Duty.
Keep a bunch of stuff out there. Hopefully you're running through it. You'll fly through it. You'll catch some. Go ahead.
Got a spring and pray joke for later.
Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, Marcus? What's up, Steve?
What up, man?
Steve, I saw you on beginning of Raw last night.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if that was you or not, but. I did watch Raw last night.
Hey, it might have been. I was there. I took my boys last night, man. We had a good time. It was fun.
But I want to talk about tonight's game. I just want to see two things tonight. I just want to see Sidney Curry more involved in the offense, not standing in one place the whole time on the offensive end. I want to see who will play better defense. That's the only two things I want to see tonight. Because I ain't right. I know we'll go out there and put up at least on 65, 70 points. But I just want to see better defense performance from the team tonight. Like seeing guys actually talk on defense and get back on defense.
Yep. Yep. Listen, appreciate the call, Lawrence.
We should have been. We need to be Lawrence. All this time, everybody, we've all had our fun. You know, I think everybody enjoys Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's met him, he's a super nice guy. But Lawrence kind of catches the rap of. But maybe we all need to be Lawrence. Lawrence called in after the game. He was pissed. I heard him. By today, it's, okay, you know what I need to see? This is what I need to see. Because Lawrence is back to, what can we do to get better tonight?
But I'm still that. I'm still that, Steve. You know what I did this morning? You know what I did on my way also? Outside of Colts, I got a ton more things to do. People, that's why I'm rushing right now. I make a phone call, right? To Terry Boykin. Terry Boykin was the guy that I asked Phil for the tickets for. Remember when Phil Morris came in here and he had the camp thing going on? I said, I have one guy. I need tickets. I need one ticket for this gentleman. It's an expensive ticket too, you know. I was like, I need a ticket for this guy because he's an expert developer of young men in basketball. I call him up this morning, Nikki. Do you know where this story's going?
No.
You never listen to us, do you? Listen. Terry Boykin is the father of the App State point guard that's going to kill us tonight.
Oh.
The transfer point guard that's going to App State is going to torch us tonight is Terry Boykin's child. He started out. Brandon Huntley Hatfield and Terry Boykin's child are the same, you know, range. He coached them both.
Oh.
I had a good time talking basketball and sports with Terry Boykin. Right? This kid's going to torture. Steve, don't tell anybody.
I won't let anybody else know.
We need to get the message to L. Ellis. Listen, and I love it too, because you can't explain to L. Ellis. Like, hey, this kid's from Clarksville. Yeah. Listen. Hey, man, I'm ebook. I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you. But it's a small town in Tennessee called Clarksville. And boy, it's some nasty basketball. There's no other way to tell somebody that.
How quick sidebar, and I know you got a million things to get to, but how do towns like that develop into little basketball hotbeds?
Because all you do is play ball.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, all they do is play ball in a lot of spots. Like,
No. The coaches of the high schools open the gyms early. So during the season, off season, every facility facilitates a lot of basketball. You do that. The parents drop your kids off. Everybody ends up at the gym.
And climate wise, I mean, now I'm just getting nerdy, but climate wise, basketball in this area, basketball is the thing you can do all year round. Like when you go to the South, play football all year round.
Right.
That's why.
Ergo, Florida SEC, and Texas.
Yeah,
right.
It's awesome. This. Here, you can play basketball all year round.
And
you can't the other sports.
And
I think that has a lot to do with it.
The city size versus, okay.
It was nerdy.
Like, there's some hoods, right? But the hoods don't overwhelm a lot of the, you know, the talent areas. And, you know, so you get a lot of people that can stay focused on basketball and not be distracted by gang life. And it's just like, no, it's a melting pot of basketball all the time. So it's like, no, it's so kids actually get to work on their game, eat kind of healthy, you know, and go play each other all day long. Be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful with this kid. I said, hey Terry. He said, Maven. I said, hey Terry, I said, give me everything right now. I said, give me the scouting report, give me the team system, I want everything. He's laughing, chuckling. He said, my man got a chip. I said, damn. Mm-hmm. Yep, because he transferred to App State from a small, you know, he's like, I didn't get a good look. He's like, Dad, everything's playing out like it should. About to go work Lou. He didn't say that.
They got a couple bigs, too, that can play. 6'10", 6'11". I would have really preferred those last two games been flipped. Yeah, 1 point us. Tonight is not going to be an easy game. If we were 1-0, 2-0, not going to be an easy game.
And they like each other, too. So, yeah. But anyway, yeah. That's your pregame App State coverage. Mm. What are you going to do about my fan base?
I mean, I'm not even like preaching. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
Why haven't we got a suggestion yet? Did they forget the numbers 81, 50, 93, 9?
I mean,
do they know the text line's 38, 31, 93, 9?
I just think that, I mean, look, there are good things happening.
I know.
Like, you know.
Why can't we talk about those?
And there's some not so good things happening.
Why can't we talk about those without those getting.
Well, because I think the problem is where we all are now is as a fan base, we've picked a side and it's like, okay, Steve and Marcus are scared to come and really start harping on the negative stuff, because if you mention one thing negative, and God forbid we think of something that they haven't thought of yet, negative, it's like, okay, that's going to get beat into the ground.
God forbid so we think of something they haven't thought of.
So Steve and Marcus, because there are some things I don't really care for, and I might say here, and I probably will say here in just a little bit with KP, you know, some critique that I'm like, oh, I haven't really heard this yet. I hope that. But then on the flip side, I think some of them are scared to say anything positive because they're like, then Steve and Marcus will run with it and say, yeah, see, he told you. Like, okay, where can we meet in the middle on this? Because, like, we need as a fan base to get fully united behind these. Like this is a work in progress. It's going to be.
Yeah, or it's like, how do I separate people who want to be united? I can't even identify somebody who wants the fan base to.
Well, this has happened over time to this fan base. Mm-hmm. Like this is not something that's just happened overnight. It's not just the KPI.
So the fix is not.
No, yeah.
Overnight either.
Yeah, that's why I say it wouldn't have mattered who was hired. We were going to be in this boat.
Not beat it by enough.
Be 1-1, be 2-0. We didn't win by enough. You be 1-1. I'm not happy. You're 2-0. You lose tonight. That's unacceptable. You can't lose to App State. Like, I mean,
Chris Max players.
Yeah, Kurtz. Like we were going to be right here regardless. And that's what I want to say.
That's scary.
Like,
yeah.
That's where I'm like, okay, how do we figure that out? What can we do as a fan base here? Like, where can we meet in the middle to say, okay, listen, maybe Kenny Payne doesn't work out. Maybe he's just, he's probably going to get 3 years no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're sitting here at the end of three years and it's like, okay, this is bad. He's not going to work out. Maybe he does work out. Mm-hmm. Maybe that 24 class ends up being the number one class in the country. You know what I'm saying? And it very well looks like it may, you know, he's got to close them. But like.
But no. He's fighting because he didn't go to Spain. That put him behind. That put him behind. Don't you agree, Nikki?
I mean, yeah.
Nick don't know what to say.
No, I was trying to think of something clever. The rain in Spain stays mainly with the pain. I don't know. That was actually okay. Bars.
Bars. The bars.
A trip to Spain, people didn't cost him anything.
Yeah, like, I'm saying.
Just so I can put that out there.
Yeah, because, like, this season, I can say I thought we would be better than this over the first two games.
Right. So did the coaches.
Yeah, like, I thought we would be better than this. So, like, I'm not.
Steve, I explained this last night to, you know, to just night people. Mm-hmm. I'll just say it one more time. I said it to, I think, Don yesterday. I forget who, or Tino DeBar, maybe. Mm-hmm. I was surprised that they didn't carry the practice habits into the game.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way, like, some things are unpredictable, but they make sense when you see it. Okay? Okay. Jalen does a great job in practice. He's going to the basket. He's getting low, and he's finishing it going into the man, right? He's really jumping into the basket. He's finishing it, right? I see this practice. I see Coach Payne tapped his shoulder the other day, right? Like, hey, go into him, you know? Like, use your body, right? I saw it in practice. I saw the coach stressing in practice. Mm-hmm. I saw it. We've watched Jalen get multiple layups left-handed where he falls on the ground.
Yeah.
It's exactly the opposite of what you're working on in practice every day.
Yeah.
Right? So if I'm a critic, I can say, oh, you know, you don't even, you know, he look at his bad fundamentals. You know, it's like, no, he reverted back to some things, you know, that coach hasn't coached out of him yet. But I saw him say it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him reemphasize it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We've critiqued Jalen in years previous to remind him, hey, we're down a man every single time you fall.
Yeah.
We're down a man.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris Mack, Marcus, I tell him, hey, why do you fall so much? Why do you fall so much? Chris Mack says, I talk to Jalen about falling and being strong. Coach Payne talks to him about that. But these are your guys. So if your only solution is bench him, well, this is a little new start lineup.
Yeah, I was going to say. Listen,
new start lineup.
Because I think you should. I'm
just
going,
more rotate.
I'm going my full Louisville thing today. I kind of think you should see a new starting lineup tonight. I do. I think there should be some punishment for at some point.
Yes.
And tonight, I think, is a good start.
It's time for Kenny Payne to insert the consequences that he said. Listen, you told us, Coach.
Yeah.
Consequences are coming. Yeah, and listen, everybody wants the fantasy rotation, too. Like, hey, every mistake.
Yeah, and like snatch your pass. And don't get me wrong, like I'm a big boy. If it will make things better, say Steven Marks just overhyped Kenny Payne too much. If that will calm everybody down, I'll say
we can do it.
I'll
participate.
Like it doesn't bother me.
I'll put my ego to the side. Yeah, and participate. Okay,
we may have overhyped. Our excitement for Kenny Payne may have overhyped everything. If that's what you want, I'm here for it. And maybe there's some truth to that. I'll play.
No,
that game.
Well, I don't agree with that because I'm excited about every coach and I'm hype about every coach.
Sure. I mean, I've been pretty open about like
every single coach.
I'm insane though. Like I'm just insane. It wouldn't matter. Like I did not want Steve Forbes. If we had hired Steve Forbes,
that was your line.
Yeah. If we had hired Steve Forbes, I would have been like, well, I don't know, man. You go back and watch him, and he's pretty good. You know,
like I wouldn't have.
But listen, I can say
I'd have been sad.
I can say I'm guilty. I looked at Kenny Payne and I saw the bigger, like I saw long term, and may have just said, hey, man, we're gonna start getting all these players. We're gonna start doing this, and. And sure, okay.
But you know you're not going to hit 10 for 10.
No, but I mean, I'm not going to pretend like I thought this year's roster would be better than what it is.
Wait, you didn't think it would be better?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not going to lie about that. Like, yeah. I mean, yeah, I thought this team in particular would probably
even,
be better.
Even watching them in practice.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there was a point in the summer where I was
at this point, though.
Well, no, I'm talking just the roster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I thought you would probably get one of the
Bates or the Hunter.
Hunter, Bates, mm-hmm. somebody like that. Like, I thought you would at least get one of them.
Okay, this is the last time I'll ever ask you. Do you think, and this is a real question. This is not narrative. It's nothing. Mm-hmm. Do you think he had something to do, and I mean as far as not meeting demands of Amani Bates? Like, do you think he could have landed him if he would have budged?
Well, you're asking the wrong person, because here's my thing. One thing I'll say about Kenny Payne, like, for instance, even yesterday, Louisville's been out of the running of DJ Wagner for a long time. We've all known this. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why it was like, okay, let's get it over with. You know, there wasn't Louisville fans hinging on that decision at all.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing to Kenny Payne is, Cal made it about Louisville. Like, Cal made that about Louisville. Louisville's not in the running there. Not been in the running for a long time. But Cal put DJ Wagner on ESPN and tagged Louisville's name right there.
Okay.
And in his statement, he said, he wanted to go somewhere where he could play with other talented players. Like, Coach Payne, like, you're going to have to get a little more savage. Like, I think he said he was surprised by the people that recruited against him so hard.
Yeah.
Like,
a negative recruiter.
Like, Coach, Calipari was coming for your neck last night. Like, that was like, bro, you're going to have to.
Is
like,
it more personal with Kenny Payne or Chris Mack?
No, it's more personal.
Because I watched Calipari get to put a 4-star reclass guard on SportsCenter.
Yeah. No, because Calipari knows your job's safe if you beat Louisville. I mean, he has fell flat on his face in the tournament multiple times with some hella good teams.
Rosters.
But he dominates Louisville. He's fine.
Does that yesterday?
And he understands that.
Is that like 1 point in the score column for him yesterday? Like, how many points do you think he scored?
Well, I mean, the sting of it wasn't as big because, like, if Louisville fans really thought yesterday, like say DJ visited Louisville,
mm-hmm.
and we're like, man, we got a shot, bro,
mm-hmm.
and all this stuff, and then he just, you know, hey, I'm going to I'm going to Kentucky, you know, then it's like, oh.
Okay.
But Calipari.
You say he spiked the ball on this.
Brought Kenny Payne and Louisville into this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were not in this.
So it wasn't like a gentlemanly.
No.
Hey, just working on my thing.
He brought you in front of the TV and said, he picked me over you. Like, he don't care. care about you. Like that this is my one thing that I would like say to Kenny Payne. If you just put, if Kenny said, Steve, let me know, and he's liable to, like, let me know what you think. Okay,
tonight.
Yeah, coach. I don't think John Calipari gives a crap about you. Okay? I don't think he cares at all. And it showed yesterday. So, like, you know what I need you to do? There's a lot of money, regardless of what people think. There's a lot of money. Don't even get me started there. Because when I said go Nike, and 1,000 people were in my DMs talking about how Adidas helped countries overseas.
Don't say it. Stop.
Okay.
Stop, Steve. Stop,
yeah,
stop, stop.
I know. And they're like, oh, we can't switch. And I'm like, well, Nike's going to get you players. Well, Nike just bought DJ Wagner. Well, Adidas got you probation. I'm not going there. But still, I'm like, hey, man, like, I know what you're doing. And I do think for this year, I'm okay with it.
That's
like,
my point. Yeah. That's my point.
I'm okay with the culture.
That's my point, Steve.
Okay.
I like, you don't have to come in here, Sweet Caroline. I did not need Kenny Payne to come in here Sweet Carolining in year one.
Oh, no, I don't care about that. I don't care about Kenny Payne doing it. I'm talking about in the recruiting.
Right.
But there's a lot of money out there, regardless of what people think. There's a lot of money being pumped into this basketball program right now. I'm going to guys like A.J. Johnson and Isaiah Miranda, and I'm saying, here's the question. What's it going to take? Because, like, I'm going to ride for you. Listen, like, you're my coach.
I was okay. Again, my original point is year one, I'm okay with saying, no, we're not going to do that.
I'll fight.
That was totally my point from the beginning.
But I need to see.
I don't want rivaling. I don't need a rivaling, and I don't need a bidding war year one.
No. So what Kenny Payne has said and done so far, let me be clear, doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me that Kenny Payne didn't walk in here, like, as soon as John Calipari walked down on stage, he was like, you know, middle finger. Hey, John, you know, like, that doesn't bother me.
Right.
But I'm like, I do hope, and he might, I do hope he knows, like, hey, man, they don't care about you like that, okay? So, and it's not just Kentucky. Like, you're recruiting against Duke. You're recruiting against UNC. You're recruiting against these guys. I mean, in 2024, like, that class has a chance to be really special for Louisville. Like, really special.
He went, we sent people to Spain, and those guys are on campus now.
Yes, because the Spain trip was very valuable for Louisville, regardless of what people think. It was, they did get Carter Knox and
I can imagine
guys on campus.
I can imagine if I was like a recruit.
But see, don't do that. Listen, don't do that.
Okay, I won't.
It's for me, it's like, okay, but now I need to see something going forward. Curtis Williams and Caleb Glenn are awesome. And you have a guy who would be, had he not went to La Lemire, the number one player in the state of Kentucky.
No, he wouldn't.
Well, in reality. Yeah. Like, yes, not in the KHL.
Nikki, who's better, Reed Shepard or?
Caleb Glenn.
Caleb Glenn.
Thank you.
The state's not going to see it that.
Well, he's in Indiana now, so yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like.
If he was still here.
Yeah. So you've got a guy right now who's would be the number one player in the state of Kentucky and a guy who's ranked the number one player in the state of Michigan. That's pretty good, okay?
For starters.
But I need to finish that out. Going to probably need to dip in the transfer portal. And I need to be feeling much, much better about my roster come next June, July.
Mm-hmm.
Going into next season. And then I can retroactively look back and say, I didn't mind the...
And by the end of the year, my practices should be violent. You know, my competition, my Kamari, Devin, Reed, JJ, it should have a violent feel to it. You know what I'm saying? Like an intensity. So when you bring in anybody in this gym, they already, you know, they're already at a standard of high intensity.
Yeah.
Harold, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, Steve, I appreciate what you just said. If the hype of KP, of Coach Payne played into it, I appreciate that. And for me, as I look at this team, it's just tough because of who we're learning against, right? I feel like if we're learning some of these lessons against our peers, it's different. I expect and understand that. I think that when you're learning these lessons against teams that you don't believe are your peers, right or wrong, you know, right? Say they win the tournament last year, Bellarmine, you know, they won their conference. So I'm not here to do all that because we Louisville. But that being said, it's just hard seeing these lessons against teams that we don't believe are our peers. And so as I look at Coach Payne, I think the thing that I expect, right, you know, it's unrealistic, but I expected him to turn our big men around overnight. And it doesn't feel like what I'm seeing on the court. We felt like coming in, like you all said yesterday, we had a guy in Sydney who we thought was just going to take over. We thought this was going to be him, his coming out party. You got Coach Payne, you got the tutelage, let's go. That's one area we don't have to worry about. And then lastly, I'm going to leave y'all with this. The other thing that kind of gets to me is, you know, all off season we've been talking about our lack of guard. And the thing that's hurt us, it's felt like, is ball handling and handling pressure situations. And, you know, we see L out there for 40 minutes. And so our ball handling has to get so much – our basketball handling has to get so much better if we're going to compete at a higher level and not have that be a hindrance. So that's just sort of what I'm looking at, and I guess why I personally am just like, oh, you know, again, coming together, listening to coaching, all those things, I expect that to take time. I really do. But I think some of those other things, you know, again, get out with 1 point. Let's talk about the things that we didn't do in 1 point wins, right, as opposed to having these losses. So I'm going to listen to y'all. I appreciate y'all. I give you a hard time, but I like what y'all say. So take care.
Appreciate it, man.
Call. I think these kids are a lot better.
I'm truthfully more disappointed in the big play, honestly.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, the ball handling. I wasn't even in the mood to argue that one down.
No. I mean, I don't disagree, but I mean, totally. But I think sometimes that the big play has been bad, that it's made it look like guard play is
like
bad.
Like, listen, Sydney was our one given this year, Steve.
Mm.
Sydney was our given. It was our constant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You knew he was going to be dominant.
You knew he was going to be.
Well, him and L. And L has been pretty good. Like, you know.
For Kenny Payne's new system, I don't think he likes what L's doing.
Well, he don't have a choice to like it when he's scoring 29. Put somebody else out there who can score 29.
The system can score 29.
Can it?
I think
it can with bigs.
It can with bigs we have.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like,
but
they're not.
But that's why I say, like, you gotta get some stuff. Like, I need Brandon, Jalen, and Sydney to be more effective around the basket.
Yeah,
I like what Jalen's doing a lot of times. I'm gonna bark at him about falling and dribbling in traffic, right?
Yeah,
you know, but yeah. You know, shooting. Like I said, around the basket, I just need them to have stronger hands and like.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like, so when you say my eyeballs get drawn to the bigs, like we're not getting any dominance in the inside.
Yeah, because, and I say the bigs because I'm like, with me, I'm almost like, Sid, if you're not going to be a dominant force in the middle, then get out of the middle and let somebody else have the middle. But what I can't have is you not being a dominant force and just hanging around the middle.
And not rebounding.
Yeah, like you're just there. That's why I think tonight, either there needed to be a major difference in practice, or I need to see somebody else out there.
And see, like I said, when I say Sid is a constant to me,
mm-hmm.
Sid is the reason I'm not supposed to lose.
Yeah,
Bellarmine and Wright State.
Yeah, you're just a beast.
But I'm still sticking Brandon in that category too. Like,
oh yeah,
y'all two are the reason that when I said, hey. Hey guys, avoid these early losses.
Brandon's dang near had a double double, two straight games.
Yeah, he's
so it's like it's hard to.
He's in that mode. Look, yeah,
I know. Yeah, right. Yeah, but I mean, like, I at least have substance there.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, We have some rules.
Yeah, like Brandon Dangner. I think he might have had a double-double in two straight games.
Quick commercial break. Midday's Marcus. Maybe not in Ironville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.